Satu program olahraga yang menjadi pelopor, pembawa perubahan bagi para kaum muda pribumi, menawarkan bantuan bagi kelompok masyarakat yang membutuhkan. Ketua komunitas Red Fern, Shane Phillips, melihat bahwa perubahan sangat diperlukan dengan segera untuk mengurangi terjadinya tindakan kriminal, serta membantu masyarakat pribumi Australia untuk memperoleh kembali kebanggaan atas diri mereka. Di tahun 2009 yang lalu, pendengar, pola kerjasama yang tidak lazim, yang mana diusulkan oleh pihak kepolisian setempat, secara signifikan telah menurunkan angka kriminalitas. Dan semuanya itu berawal dari satu program olahraga tinju yang sederhana. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Amy Wang. Bangun sebelum matahari terbit 3 kali dalam seminggu mungkin merupakan hal yang sulit dilakukan oleh sebagian besar anak muda. Namun, bagi mereka peserta program Clean Slates Without Prejudice atau Bersih Tanpa Prasangka, hal ini merupakan kesempatan untuk dapat mengubah nasib hidup mereka.
A lot of them come from a trauma background, being neglected, they come from broken families. We help the void with them not having a family. We become their family. They come to our program and they're all well looked after, respected. You know, they're treated the way we like to be treated, which is very important.
Eunice Grimes adalah pengajar senior dari program yang dijalankan bersama antara Kepolisian Red Fern dan Tribal Warrior, satu organisasi lokal untuk pelatihan masyarakat Aborigin.
We pick kids up 3 days a week. We start work at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we go and pick kids up from 5:15 onwards to 6 before boxing. And sometimes with that, we're going into the houses and getting the kids out of bed. Our program's all about discipline and routine, and it's all about helping those kids that offend not re-offend again.
Program ini merupakan gagasan dari Komandan Area Lokal Redford, Inspektur Luke Frodenstein, yang mengakui bahwa sebelum ditugaskan ke daerah tersebut, dirinya tidak banyak berinteraksi dengan kelompok masyarakat pribumi.
And it emanated from a number of street robberies committed by youth, predominantly Aboriginal youth, young males robbing people out in the street and sometimes causing a few serious injuries.
Freudenstein ingin mencegah sebelum tindak kriminal menjadi semakin kejam dan sulit untuk dikendalikan. Solusi yang diberikannya adalah dengan memberikan pelatihan tinju dalam satu lingkungan yang terstruktur, yang didukung oleh kelompok masyarakat Aborigin.
But the beauty of the boxing in the morning, it's routine and discipline. It's getting up, it's working hard, and then going to school or employment. And it's something that you and me probably have done all our life, but some of these kids just weren't adapted to that or didn't have those boundaries.
Kesempatan seperti ini, di mana dapat membuat perubahan dalam komunitas masyarakat pribumi, adalah sesuatu yang telah lama dinantikan oleh CEO Tribal Warriors, Shane Phillips. Dirinya juga tidak menduga bagaimana kolaborasi percobaan dengan pihak kepolisian tersebut kemudian membuatnya terpilih menjadi Australia's Local Hero atau pahlawan lokal Australia di tahun 2013 yang lalu.
Our intention was to do exercise with the police in the mornings as part of the routine, then teach them all about their people and help them get focused and push them to their limits. But we didn't realize while that was happening that we'd get to know the police, we'd get to know them as the person who was behind a uniform, and they didn't even realize themselves that they were just the kids who they thought, well, they're just going to be trouble, are actually going to become their friends.
Luke Freudenstein menyampaikan hal yang serupa.
Kids whose brothers or sisters or parents may have committed crime and have a distinct dislike for authority. And we try and turn that round by just doing the boxing face to face. You do rounds together. They've got to spend 3, 5, or 7 minutes with you. And it really breaks down the barriers and you get to know each other.
Shane Phillips juga mulai melihat perubahan yang luar biasa.
Some of these young men who were getting in trouble all the time stop getting in trouble. Those young men actually become leaders.
Jacob Saunders misalnya, yang menghadapi gejolak dalam hidupnya sebelum bergabung dengan program Bersih Tanpa Prasangka ini.
I was going through a bit of trouble with the police and facing an ongoing charge. Same time my younger brother was involved in the shooting of a 13-year-old boy by the police in King's Cross.
Tantangan emosional terkait dengan adik laki-lakinya yang terkena tembak dan kecemasan atas tuntutan kriminal yang dihadapinya terasa berlebihan bagi Saunders.
Shot my younger brother, eh? So he was on the verge of about to call something very big.
Saat itulah kemudian Saunders didatangi oleh Phillips dan Frodenstein yang mendengar rumor tentang apa yang akan dilakukannya.
And they paid me a visit while I was in hospital beside my brother waiting to see if he survived or not. They offered me the opportunity to really change my life, also get myself back on track with my criminal charges. And this opportunity I couldn't let pass.
Adiknya selamat. 5 tahun kemudian, Jacob tidak hanya berhasil menyelesaikan program pelatihan, tetapi bahkan menjadi pelatih senior.
To be honest, the discipline and the routine. I mean, to get up in the morning and start my day with a positive, being a part of something that's not of me, being like just of the negative stuff that was going around at the time.
Eunice Grimes, ibu dengan 3 anak yang juga menjadi atlet bintang untuk tim Liga Rugby Redfern All Blacks Indigenous, mengatakan bahwa disiplin adalah kunci kesuksesan.
We're teaching these kids discipline at a very young age. If they can do this, well then they're pretty much capable of holding a job when they get older.
Setelah program ini berjalan selama 1 tahun, tingkat kriminalitas di area tersebut berkurang hingga lebih dari 50% dan terus turun secara stabil setiap tahunnya.
Whilst the Aboriginal community may have caused a number of problems in the Redfern area, they have been the solution to the incredible reduction in crime.
Shane Phillips yang merupakan keturunan dari kaum Bunjalung, Wonarua dan juga Bijigal mengatakan banyak perubahan yang terjadi dengan kembali mempelajari nilai-nilai serta pengetahuan kaum pribumi melalui berbagai kegiatan kebudayaan dan juga program pelatihan dari Tribal Warrior.
We just started to strengthen because we were strengthening physically, mentally and I suppose spiritually because we started to learn more about our own culture and teach more about our own culture and it became the foundation of who we are. By doing that, we see our own value.
Program ini berhasil bagi peserta seperti Jacob, pria asal Biripi yang sekarang dapat melihat kehidupan melalui kacamata yang sangat berbeda dengan sebelumnya.
Growing up in a community where it was influenced by drugs and alcohol, domestic violence, that's not in our culture. That's something that people use to get away from the lifestyle they live. And to be able to get in this program and take leadership of my culture, of my community, like, my family's been here for a long, long time. And to be able to stand tall and say, this is my community. This is where my heritage is from. This is where my being an Aboriginal man is about. Like, making sure that we lift each other up.
Dirinya berharap dapat menggunakan pelajaran dalam hidupnya untuk membantu orang lain yang juga mengalami kesulitan serupa.
Dwell on the moment, don't really dwell on the stuff that's holding you down. Think of the future, don't stand there and really wait for things to happen. Because not many good things happen to people who stand there and wait. You got to go out there and you got to make a change. And you understand the past doesn't always determine your future.
Program yang awalnya hanya diikuti oleh 10 anak muda aborigin dari daerah setempat itu, kini telah memiliki lebih dari 100 peserta dengan rentang usia antara 6 hingga 55 tahun. Berangkat dari keberhasilan program Bersih Tanpa Prasangka ini, pihak kepolisian Redfern bersama dengan organisasi Tribal Warrior telah memperkenalkan program serupa yang disebut Never Going Back atau Tidak Akan Kembali yang ditujukan bagi para tahanan.